Welcome to this week's episode of Azentuary. We left off last time with a rough rumble rattling through the cavernous catacombs containing creatures unknown. A small room with an altar split in half, revealing a golden effigy that was removed, followed by a shaking of the ground. You guys find yourself in the room described last week. You came in through the north. There is a passageway. There are two passageways out on the east wall, on the north side and on the south side. The upper one appears to be a rather... The upper one appears to be a portcullis. The lower one appears to be a rather good-looking wooden door. And then on the south side of the south wall, on the far west side, there is another wooden door.
They really like wood here.
Well, wood's cheap. It's easy to work with.
Ah,
you have a hole. Yeah, yeah. You have a hole, you cut a piece of wood to fit, fills the hole.
In my manner, all of our doors were made of bones. Much classier, I think. It's truly peasant work.
That would be impressive to see.
Yeah. Not as impressive when I take over everything, though. The whole palace itself will be made of bones. Just to show how evil I am.
Okay. I look forward to seeing it.
Yes, you should.
Okay. So we uncovered a golden effigy?
Yeah, remember last time the foxglove blew the thing in half and removed the golden effigy?
Right.
It was a nat 20 casting of Thunderwave that split the stone in twain.
Oh, that's right. Okay, and she's holding the effigy. She held the effigy in her hands, and we had some disembodied voice with a deep chuckle, right?
No, it was her chuckling.
Oh.
I'm saying it was an embodied voice.
It was embodied voice chuckling. Got it. Nice alliteration earlier, by the way, in your intro.
Oh, thank you. I try sometimes.
All right. Well, companions want to do? Which way do you want to go?
We're just gonna ignore the fact that she chuckled like an evil villain.
You can address it if you want.
Nah, too much work. I'm sure it's the mask, whatever, we'll move on, I guess.
Foxglove, you feel alright?
I mean, I haven't been told I feel anything but alright, so I guess I am.
Yeah, you're feeling great.
Yeah, I'm great. Some of you guys. Well, you're gold, like, man.
Like the princess in Army of Darkness when she's like, I'm bad, but I feel good.
Darn, that made her happy.
but she might have felt good, but she looked like she'd gone through some really serious arsenic treatments for her skin.
The zombification process will do that.
Alright. Well, so, where do we want to go?
I don't know, all the doors look the same. Stupid wooden doors with no glass behind them at all. They all look the same.
Well, there's two wooden doors and a portcullis.
Portcullis sounds fancier, let's do that.
Alright. Go look at the portcullis.
Ready? It is a portcullis made of wood.
Fascinating.
Is it up or down?
It is down. It's blocking your path.
What can we see on the other side of the portcullis?
A long hallway extending as far as you can see. It just goes to the east.
Okay. Well, I guess me try to lift portcullis.
Oh, wait a minute. No, me look around to see if there are any levers or anything that could be used in raising the portcullis.
Good idea.
All right, investigate.
Me lifting portcullis sounds like a better idea. Yeah, that's what me thought. Investigate. Okay, so me roll 9, minus 3 gives me 6.
You do not find anything.
Yes, that's kind of what me thought. All right. Me shrug, me try lifting portcullis.
All right, strength check.
Let's see here. That would be 18.
You pull and lift, and you get it just a couple inches off the ground. And you're pulling, and then two of the pieces of wood break out into your hand, and it slams back to the ground.
Wow. You've truly made an effort.
I'd like to see you do better, little Alkin.
Nah, I'm good.
Alright. Is there anything else in this room? That, you know...
Two doors.
Like a big rock or, you know, old weapons or anything like that?
Well, there's that altar that was split in half.
Okay.
So it's useless now is what you're saying.
Me try to pick up one half of altar.
You know, I'm going to go off your last strength roll. You pick it up.
All right. Me use altar as battering ram for portcullis.
Okay, I just for fun, roll me 1d20. You can add your strength if you'd like.
That would be 19.
Oh, you blow straight through the middle of it.
Yes. Me not be too bright, but me strong.
I'll clap. Not like a good clap, like a bit over a golf clap, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it.
You don't need to know. It's a sport of washed up losers. Oh. All
right, well.
No, I'm not going to make that joke.
It's the sport of management, because the higher you climb on corporate ladder, the smaller your balls.
Well, I was going to say, it's the sport for guys who can't find the hole in their private lives, so they decide to go in public and do it.
Well, that does explain why there's 18 of them. Anyway.
Anyways, yeah. Off topic.
If any of our 3 listeners play golf, they're going to be very offended.
You've lost the listener today. How dare you shame the sport of golf.
It's all right. I'll just put golf in the filter for angry emails.
All right. Well, anyway, so now we have passageway we can go down.
Yep. Is that the way you wish to proceed?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Right.
It's the most interesting way.
Cool. Well, you walk down and then you find that it turns to head to the south. A very long passage with air moving up towards you. It's kind of a constant cool breeze as you work your way down and actually loop around into a second portcullis looking to the north. And through it, you can see a rather long room, maybe 50 feet long and 30 feet wide.
Okay. Does anyone else want to look for a lever to perhaps open portcullis? Because I left battering ram back at other room.
Yeah, I'll look. 17.
You look around and you notice there is a indentation in the rock that is just big enough that you could slide a hand into.
Seems like a not good thing. I don't know where that hole goes. I'll try it anyways.
Right? Inside you find there is a lever.
I pull it.
And the portcullis slides upward.
Yeah, you can save your bows for later. Yeah, when I'm, you know, ruler of the entire world. All right. Let's go.
Yes. Good job.
All right. So the room is relatively empty, other than you can see on the north wall on the far west side, there is a doorway, and on the east wall in the middle, there is a doorway.
Me, why don't you try east door?
All right. You find that it is stuck, but you're able to kind of wiggle and fight, and you're slowly slide it open, making a loud squeak as it moves.
Okay. Fantastic. We peek into next room.
All right. As you look in, you see a rope that ascends to a balcony hanging from the north wall. There are several iron cages scattered throughout the room of various monstrous shapes. And speaking of those monstrous shapes, you notice that there are several sets of eyes that are looking back at you as you take survey of the room.
No.
It's not ominous at all. How are these things surviving? What's taking care of them? I have so many questions. Why are so many people living in this dungeon? Why would they choose to? I mean, I guess rent. No rent.
Yeah.
But, like, it's taking care of animals is expensive, especially this many. They're not going to stay alive if you don't feed them.
You don't think there's a whole economy down here?
No, I don't. I really don't.
They are fed unwary and hapless adventurers that did not make it this far.
It would be pretty amazing if they had, like, a whole...
Well, no, but, like, who's feeding them? Like, where's the caretaker? Like, see, like, I'm very skeptical.
We'll find out eventually.
I just...
All right, anyway.
So many questions. Why not just let them be free range?
All right, are these eyes locked in the cages?
No, they appear to be relatively free.
Yeah, but this must be soon.
But they're very small, so there's... You see these, like, large heads, and they appear to be playing almost like they're, like, sticky with oil on the ground.
Oh, more peasants, got it. Even animals are peasants here?
Well, there does appear to be one set of eyes that is much taller than the others. In fact, Barry doesn't even notice until he looks up a bit and sees that they're kind of looking down at him.
Oh, this is very definitely ominous.
Do they seem hostile?
Currently they seemed more shocked than anything as the door was pushed open with a loud squeak.
Maybe you should talk to Big whatever it is in room and see if you can recruit it for evil army.
Are you asking me?
You're the one with the contracts.
Okay, well, if it's an animal, it's not going to understand anything I say.
There's something that is in the room that is standing taller than me. That would mean it's probably not an animal.
You don't know that. But sure, fine. I guess I'll give my spiel. Hi, you seem like you're not having a fun time living in this dank hole, you know? I mean, it's pretty sad, not going to lie. So, wouldn't you rather sign your soul over to me? I mean, like, you lose your freedom, but in a couple years, I'll come back to fetch you. You get to join my evil army. We'll have, like, I don't know, pancake mornings. How about that? We'll have pancake breakfast every once in a while. You know, just live a really nice life, cushy life outside of here. Which, honestly, this is peasant's life. This is peasant's quarters. You know, like, you can do so much better than this. Like, you and all of you guys just Just join me, we can embark on a new chapter in all of our lives once I take over the world. Yada, yada, yada. Sign here.
Well, the, go ahead and roll your persuasion.
13.
Yeah, you do not persuade him. He does listen, kind of cocks his head back and forth. And then, let's see. He kind of cocks his eye and stares at you for a bit. And I need you to make a charisma saving throw.
Wow. Let's see. Yeah, 25.
Oh, yeah, you're totally fine. He just stares at you and you're like, what? What are you staring at?
Like, hey, I know I'm short, but so are the rest of you guys, so I don't want to hear it.
But you do. You, as you're like, what? What's the issue? You do feel this, like, strange burning sensation. Like, you know, if your eye gets really dried out from not blinking enough. Mm. And, yeah. So, and eventually you're like, you have to, like, look away and you start rubbing. And you feel like there's some damage there. You know, take, like, about 5 points worth of damage that is just, like, burning into your eyes.
Gee, great. Well, this can only mean good things.
Well, remember that we were back up to full health and stuff.
Were we?
Yes.
Yes, that was the last thing we did last time. Well, kind of. A wizard did it, but, you know.
Yeah. And you have all your spell slots back.
Yes, I noticed that.
So you could do Hellish Rebuke in response to taking 5 points of damage.
It's only 5 points. It'd still be cool if I could get this thing to join me, but, you know.
Alright, well, Grimble, what do you want to do next? You just took 5 points, you just took some damage, and I'm about ready to launch spear at this. Or do you want to talk to it again?
It's not... Can I try to even see what this thing is? Because we don't know.
Yeah, you go for it.
Like, what is that? Investigation? Perception?
No, I think in this case it'd be you'd have to think way back to your studies. So something involving your education, yeah, probably a history check.
Eleven.
You are not sure. You're like, it's too deformed, guys. I have no idea.
All right. Well, it hurt me, companion. So. We launched javelin at it.
To be fair, you don't actually know it was it. You see, your companion could have hurt themselves.
Well, all right. Fine.
But yeah, you launched the javelin. I get it.
Yeah, all right. We tried. Oh, it was a very good throw. That is... 27 to hit.
Oh, geez. Yeah, of course that hits. Holy crap.
Yes. All right. 1d8. All right. We can roll for damage. Okay, that is 12 piercing damage.
And it's stuck into it, right? It's just like, ah.
It is now wearing it like a pin of honor.
All right. Well, it takes that hit. Barry, I'm going to leave you at the top of this. And I'm just going to have everyone else just roll for initiative real quick, because that'll make this way easier.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Ermal gets a nat 20.
Yeah. Well, you're just going to end up going right after Barry, because it doesn't really matter. It's just a 20 on this.
Foxglove gets 14.
All right. Okay. Give me one more thing real quick. All right, so what happens is, let me set the scene real quick, because Grandma will be going next. All of those other eyes, you start hearing this, and they start, the little tiny bodies, giant heads and hands, all like oily and kind of dripping, come start wobbling towards you.
Look. They look a little bit like some politicians should look like.
That's a politician. Oh wait, actually I do know that. They're the only evil ones that my family likes to stay away from. They're too much. Like, not even, like, a really, like, prestigious evil. They're just straight up. Like, they have no... Yeah. They're, like, a lamer kind of evil. But still very, very evil. We don't want to mess with them.
Alright, anyway. So what happens? So we have oil-covered...
Moving at... Yeah, these oil-dripping creatures start kind of... They notice and they kind of start moving a bit towards you guys who are, we'll say you're all at the entrance of the room. So in this room, it's about 70 feet east-west, 50 feet north-south. They're scattered throughout it. The big creature is kind of up near the door, which is in the northwest corner where you guys are all in a group.
Okay. So is it Grindel's turn to do something?
It is.
All right.
Okay, cool. There's a lot of them. Let's see.
Yes, there are. There are half dozen of the little guys, and then the one big guy.
Okay. I'm just gonna walk right into the cube of them and cast Arms of Hadar.
Okay, so you kind of go to the middle, all right?
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh, it's a nat 20 to cast.
Oh, good lord. All right. Hit me.
Do you want me to roll a nat 20 again just to see?
Well, I'm gonna double check the Arms of Hadar because it's been a little while since we've used it. I do remember it being rather ridiculous. So 36. All creatures within 10 feet of you... must make a strength saving throw. On a fail save, it takes necrotic damage. Alright, so we're just going to double all of the necrotic damage that's given right here.
Oh, fun. It's already 5d6.
Oh, really? Oh, geez.
Yeah, because of how warlocks work, I have to cast it in the highest spell slot.
Oh, good lord. Okay, go for it.
Well, I could roll all ones.
Fair.
Five. So 15. So everything takes 30 damage unless they make the saving throw.
Alright, I have to make several saving throws really quick.
Yeah, they have to beat a 15.
Hold on, let me check one thing real quick. These guys are minus one strength, it looks like. So all my rolls take a minus one. So you set up to beat 15. Oh, so let's see. The first one is dead. The second one... Ooh, he actually saved it in that 20. That's cool. I don't know how he saved. and then the next one is dead. Is it half as much damage on a successful save?
Yep.
Okay, he barely lives. And dead. Lives. Alright, that's two. And he takes... The big guy takes an additional... You said 15 damage? Was the base? Yeah.
30.
30 is the base. But he's saved only 15.
Right.
Alright. Oh, good lord. Alright. Well, you've killed half of the small creatures in the room.
Nice. That's pretty good odds. I'll take it.
And so there's three little guys and a big dude left.
Alright, who's next?
That would be Foxglove. Who needs to... Don't forget to make your that saving throw you need to make.
Wisdom, right?
Let me double check. Yes, it is a wisdom saving throw.
Right. 18.
You're good.
Cool. Alright. Describe what the giant one looks like. Because there's like a big enemy, right?
Yeah, he's tall, malformed, looks like a... like a huge body that has been twisted. The ears are in the wrong place. The eye is in the wrong place. One of them's bulging. The other one's hanging. Imagine a... How can I put this? It was like if the former king of Spain became a bodybuilder and was trying to look... Was like on a ton of steroids. So he's basically like... if the Liver King got hit by a bus. Yeah.
Well, no wonder you had to turn to life like this. I mean, really? You couldn't pick anything better than tormenting poor dungeon goers? I mean, I get it. With a sex life like yours, obviously you're having really hard troubles in all of your life. But really, dude, you need to find better outlets because... Dang, dude. Just come on. You're just pathetic, man. And I'm going to cast Vicious Mockery.
Go for it.
19.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Totally works.
7 damage.
7 damage. Nice. Here you... Oh, I was supposed to make a wisdom saving throw, actually, which I failed anyway. You said another 7 damage it was?
Yep.
All right, nice.
And with my bonus action, I will cast Bardic Inspiration on Barry, because why not?
Nice.
It is not a fail, so I think that is good.
I think it works.
Yeah, I think it's odd. You can just give it to him. You don't need to worry about it. Okay. So the first of those little creatures that survive, you see it just like ball up a bunch of that oily grease from its hands and throw it out across the floor, and then it slides its body forward into its grease puddle. And then pops up right in front of Grimmel and let's go to the right thing. And it just starts swinging at you. And that is it's only a 14 to hit.
That does hit.
Really?
My characters never have any armor class. You should know this.
I thought you had at least a 14. Jeez.
No, I have 12.
A 12. Okay.
I should probably fix that.
All right. Oh, wow. Max roll. So he pops up and just like punches you right in the face, dealing 7 bludgeoning damage. And then he drops back down into the ground, and you see just this bubble of oil slide out, and he slides right back to where he was about 10 feet away from you.
Well, that was both very disgusting and disturbing.
The big guy reaches up, grabs the javelin, and with a grunt rips it out of his chest and raises up a great club, bringing it down towards Barry for... Well, it's a 16 to hit.
No, that misses. Me step aside.
He misses, slamming into the ground. You hear this just like... Argh! And then he whips back and tries to hit again for a nat 1. Holy crap. All right.
He slips in oil.
He throws... I was going to say, he goes to do that, to swing and hit you. And yeah, he'll take a slip and he loses control of his weapon, which flies out of his hand. And he knocks himself spinning around prone. He's on his butt, staring roughly at your chest, I guess.
Well, perfect target.
All right, then the got these two other little guys who are basically going to follow the same type of pattern. One of them throws his oil out and then rolls in to swing up, takes a swing at Grimmel for 11 to hit.
It does not hit.
Oh, that misses. All right, takes a swing and then strips back down and slides. And then the last one is just enraged by seeing his companion miss, and he... Oh, I know. He jumps up and throws his oil down on the ground under you, causing you to slip in, and you find yourself popping up out of the ground over just behind where he was, which is, let me make sure. Oh, which ends up sending you about 30 feet towards the southeast corner of the room.
Okay.
So you're pretty far into the room now. You're by yourself. But it's Barry's turn.
Me take mighty swing at big guy who is sitting right in front of me.
All right. Well, you got him prone, so you get advantage.
Oh, good. Me. Oh, plus I get the, what is it? 1D, is it 1D8, Abby?
Yeah.
Me also get that. Me going to aim at a vulnerable spot.
Me not gonna need second roll.
Okay, that is 25 to hit.
Yeah, you don't need a second roll.
Yeah. All right. Me roll. That is 9 slashing damage.
Nice. You hit. A very powerful hit.
Yes. And then me swing again! Oh, I'm going to use second roll on that one. Oh, second roll was a nat 20.
Oh, nice.
All right. Do I roll again or do I just take that?
So if it's a nat 20, please roll one more time. Just let me know what you get.
Rolling one more time. Second time is just 13.
Well, what's 13, your bonus?
13 plus 6, so that's 19, I guess. Yeah, second time is 19.
You're successful. You hit him one way, like across the chest, and then on your backswing come through and just cut right through his jugular.
Oh, me found a vulnerable spot. Me tell him as he spurts out, like you should have taken the deal.
Sure.
He doesn't understand you, just like, ugh.
All right. Me thump chest a couple times and go, Freya!
My god. I did most of that work.
Well, you can continue with your work. There's still three of them. Though you are, 30 feet away from them now. Well, 20 feet from one of them.
Well, nothing's too far away for an Eldritch Blast.
Fair.
A 18 to cast. Well, I mean, it's a cantrip, so I don't think it matters.
Yeah, you hit. How, which one are you shooting?
Let's go for the ones that are actually farther away. Not the one that's 20 feet away. Actually, yeah, let me do the one that punched me in the face for 7 bludgeoning.
All right, you got it.
And then one new... Duty 6. All right. 4 plus my charisma, because my invocation. 12. 12 force damage.
Right. You blast him, and he flies just a couple of feet, getting hit by that powerful blow.
Cool.
Alright. Fuck Club, there are 3 of these small, large-headed creatures between you and Grimmel.
Stab him in the face.
Alright, just walk over to one and stab it.
Yep.
Awesome, go for it.
That's a dirty 20.
Oh, you definitely stab him.
Eight damage.
Nice. Alright, well that one... Let's see. Let's say you stabbed the one that had no injuries, so... He is hurt pretty bad.
All right. Excellent.
All right. The creatures, seeing what's going on, make their attempts to do whatever they can. The first one, seeing you stab his friend, throws his oil out and sends you, sends Foxglove flying to the southwest corner of the room, as far away as they can make it, about 30 feet from that position. And then he begins to run the opposite way, up to the right, the upper right-hand corner of the room. And he clears about 30 feet. And then it is his friend's turn, who sees what's going on, having taken a pretty good blast of Eldritch nature, and he runs he sees his friend and just starts running and catches up. So there's 2 of them in the northeast corner area, and then the last one, which just got stabbed, realizes what's going on and goes with, seeing that he doesn't want to be left alone, even though he's the least injured of all of them. So all 3 of them go sprinting away. But Barry, it is your turn. You see these 3 creatures running towards that northeast corner.
First me pick up spear, and then ponder for a moment on what it means to be merciful. So, me decide to let them be for the moment, and we'll see what the companions want to do.
All right.
The one that punched me is still alive, right?
Yes.
Alright, another Eldritch Blast his way. That's all I care about is revenge.
Alright, go for it.
Oh yeah, I don't have to cast to cast. Unless you want me to roll to hit.
You have to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to roll to hit the creature.
10.
That does not hit.
Alright!
Your blast flies past.
Nice rhyming.
Thanks.
Foxglove, what do you? They are trying to run away. Do you let them go?
And why not? It's less work.
Alright. Well, apparently, two of three of us have decided to let them live to run another day.
They weren't well suited. They weren't well fit for my evil army anyways.
Alright. Well, in that case, they escape through an archway, which is on in the northeast corner of the east wall. And you see them disappear into the darkness. To the right of that begins a stonework mosaic that crosses the wall all the way to the south corner and goes up into the all the way to the ceiling. And then as you look around on the far on the south wall about the middle, you can see there's a pretty good looking wooden door down there.
All right. First, me go and study mosaic.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't design the dungeon.
I don't know why Grimmel has a is so prejudiced against wooden doors.
They all look the same. I never know if we're going in the same direction every time. We just don't know it. Like, what if that's the trick? It's just the same rooms repeated over and over again that have different items inside it, but we'll never know because the doors all look the same.
Oh no, I know because I have.
This place reeks of commoners. And insignificance. It is damaging for my lungs.
You should look at it as opportunity to recruit more people for evil army.
I'm trying, but other than a couple of diamonds in the rough, a lot of these people are really mediocre.
I'll bet you did get Medusa.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. She was cool. But, those past guys, I mean, I tried, but they're just...
Well,
yeesh.
Not everyone will have vision to, see your, not everyone will be smart enough to see your vision, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's why this is a waste of time. What are we even here for again? I forget.
We are on noble quest to recover holy weapon from Freya.
Yes, that's right. That's what I thought.
So anyway, me go study mosaic.
Alright. Study away.
What does it look like?
Well, you need an investigation check. That's what I was meaning.
Oh, no.
Roll to investigate it.
Investigation is so hard. God. Okay. Me roll 9 minus 3 is 6.
You look at it for a while and you say, pretty geometric pattern.
Does anyone else want to look at pretty picture on wall?
I guess. Mm-hmm. 15.
Yeah, you look at it for a while and you're like, there's kind of what looks like a door up here, just kind of in the pattern. Just a few feet off the ground. I don't know how you missed it.
I open the mosaic door. Finally something interesting and not a freaking wooden door.
Yep, you push it open, revealing a passageway beyond.
Woo! I immediately dive in.
Awesome.
I'm gonna rule the world with no fear.
Alright. Me follow little Alkin, keep him out of trouble.
Awesome. Well, you go down and you find a very strong looking wooden door, like steel reinforced, solid. And it goes to the south.
My disappointment is immeasurable and my day is ruined. All that just for another wooden door.
But a very strong one. It looks like it's been very, you know, very
out
well
of
built.
Sight, I cast Eldritch Blast at the strong wooden door.
Okay.
That's a 22 to hit the door.
Oh, good lord. How much damage do you do?
Probably not that much. I take that back. 16 damage.
Holy crap. Alright, so the door just blows open. Like, off its... it doesn't quite take it off its hinges, but it flies open, slamming against the inside. And you see a very startled-looking creature jump to its feet in this room, which is completely decorated. The floor is covered in spirals of blue stones, and they extend all the way out to the outer walls. This room is like 70 feet east to west and 50 feet north to south, but this blue stonework extends all the way to the corners and then up the walls, climbing towards the ceiling. And in the center, where had been seated this humanoid-looking creature over a tome that it was reading, it jumps up, and you see a flowing cape behind it, and this does not look like your typical creature. It is immaculately dressed with shining armor, has a breastplate, and you can't quite make it out, but it's like a giant, thick Burnside mustache that wraps all the way around behind its neck. Its small eyes fix on you, shining first in surprise and then focused. Confused.
Well, I feel kind of bad. This room's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, your door kind of enraged me. I'm just sick of seeing so many stupid wooden doors. I mean, like, this place just full of wooden doors. What is up with that? Like, I thought, like, this was gonna be, like, a really nice place, and guess what? It is. Like, why hide it around, like, behind, like, a stupid, another wooden door? I'm just saying, once I take over the world, that's the first thing I'm gonna do. Get rid of all wooden doors. They're boring, they're lame, nobody likes them. They have absolutely no character whatsoever. I mean, like, look at this room. Like, it's amazing. I'm just saying, if you agree with me, you should definitely join my evil army. We might have pancake days. I'll offer dental. I'll come back for you after a while, and we'll, you know, go off together. And yeah, just wow. This room's immaculate, and it deserves so much better than what it is, you know? Persuasion.
Sure, go for it. You rattle that all out.
Mm-hmm. 23.
Ooh, this is a high plus. It fails.
Cool, so it buys it?
What?
Does it buy it, then?
No, it does not buy it. It resists.
Ah, darn.
It resists, and it raises a hand towards you, and I need you to make a... Let me make sure I get this right. Wisdom saving throw.
Oh yeah, great. Wisdom. 11.
Yeah, you hear a voice in your head just booming, "Never speak again." And then it looks up and sees your companions, and you feel yourself begin to walk forward as it brings you into the room and makes you turn with you between itself and them. And let's see, Barry and Foxglove, you both hear this voice inside your head. You have made a grave error coming to my study chambers.
All right.
Me apologize for little Elkin. Me think he's getting angry. We not mean you any harm in general. We on a noble quest to liberate a famed weapon of Freya that is down here somewhere. Might you know where it is?
I might, but I would not share it with you. And with that, can I get everyone to make a initiative rolls?
Great.
Oh, this is gonna be probably quick and easy.
But it should be Philip gets a nat 20.
Me get 5.
Grimmel gets a 7.
Actually, me get 7. Me roll 5 plus 2.
Alright. So, because of that 20 roll, Foxglove, I'm going to give you the opportunity first to make a move here, just because you're kind of, well, you kind of have the advantage anyway with this, you know, mask you're wearing. Let's see. Yes, you have an additional 10 feet of movement speed, so you could move very quickly to get over there. You also need to make your wisdom saving throw before you get going.
Also nat 20.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of nat 20s tonight.
Sorry, I had you wasted on that. All right. Yeah, you're good to go.
Cool. What does this guy look like?
You know, well, very well dressed, but with a kind of squishy looking head and a Burnside looking mustache from your distance.
All right. Wow. What a mustache, really. You couldn't pick any other feature on your face. Maybe that's why you grew the mustache, is because your face is so horrible that you needed that mustache because you're so flippin' ugly. But guess what? The mustache is ugly, dude. It didn't even work. You're no wonder your wife left you for Brad, you know? Just no wonder, you know? That is a 19 to cast.
Oh, it's get cast. It certainly hits. I'm supposed to make a wisdom saving throw, though, against you. Which is only a 10.
9 damage. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It
was the Brad thing. It's like, how did you know about Brad? Alright. So. Let's see. Make sure I get this correct. Sorry, I rapidly read the creatures as we're, you know, dealing with them. So, yeah, all right. It begins to move in a wide range around to the left, and it gives an order to Grimmel, saying, "It is your job to protect me. You are to kill them now."
Alright, don't need to tell me twice.
So he moves, like, around to the left, kind of to the west corner of the room, while you begin to do whatever you do to attack them. So his turn is over and it's yours.
Let me see. What do I have? I don't want to destroy the room because the room's nice. Let's.
Well, you're compelled to do as much damage as possible, so however you interpret that.
But she did use a huge spell slot already, so.
I only have 2 total.
Spell slots?
Yeah. Sure.
Perfect.
Let's see. One sec.
Two of the upper level or just 2 total?
Don't tempt me.
I'm just asking.
I only have how warlocks work is that every level up they get, that moves up the level of their spell slots. So I only have two total, but it just keeps moving up. So I only have two fourth level spell slots. God. That's it. So all of my previous spells I have to cast in that higher spell slot.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Alright, I cast Erupting Earth.
Alright.
Let's see. To cast... That is only a 13.
Let's see. Well, actually, that's just you're rolling. You're creating a eruption of earth. So actually what happens here is Barry and Foxglove have to make dexterity saving throws.
Okay. Me roll. Oh, me get that one.
Oh, that's bad.
Foxglove gets 16.
I think a 16 will save, but we need damage to be rolled. Okay, cool. Well, but Barry is kind of screwed, but, all right. So, Grimmel, I need you to roll, looks like 4d12.
I rolled very well. 32 damage.
Fox oh, good lord.
So, Foxglove, you take 16.
32, yeah. All right, so Foxglove takes 16. But Barry, with a nat 1, you take the full 32 and you get knocked prone? Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, let me double check. 1d12. Since one addition, the ground becomes difficult terrain. Okay, and the ground is like soft, difficult terrain. So anything done to get up will take all of your movement.
Fantastic.
Oh, did I run the mosaic floor?
Only in that section.
All right, then.
Wow, that was a heck of a spell. All right, well, Barry, it is your turn if you to do whatever you do.
Say what?
It's your turn. Yes.
Well, I guess I try to get up.
All right. Well, you use your movement and you get yourself all the way up.
Yay. So is that my whole turn?
Pretty much. I think you could do an action. Let's limit it to one action, though, since you've used all your movement.
All right. Can we throw javelin?
Yeah, I'll let you throw the javelin.
All right. Is Bardic Inspiration still good? How long does that last?
It only lasts like a minute.
No. Oh, is that all? Okay.
It should be worn off by now.
All right. Well, me throw javelin at dude.
All right.
Me luck has left me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How bad?
Oh, not. I mean, me only get 9.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you nat won that, too. I was like, oh, dear God.
All right. No, but it was closed. I only rolled a 3.
Alright, well, alright, you chuck it, and, oh, good lord. Alright, well, he, trying to think of the best way to do this. He emits a high-pitched sound coming from the corner of the room that fills the area, and all three of you, and this will affect Grimmel despite being under control, needs to make a intelligence saving throw.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
All right.
Aha! Fox Stuff got a 19. Grimmel got a 3.
Me get -1.
Grimmel got a 3.
I got Grimmel's 3, but I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the -1. Oh my god.
I rolled 2, and you gotta take 3 away from that. Intelligence is not a good thing for me to try and save against.
Oh my god. Alright, you reach up and you grab your head, screaming in pain, as you and Grimmel each take 24 psychic damage.
You gotta be... Wow, okay.
And Foxglove, you only take 12.
I'm unconscious.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Great. Guys, I can't just leave me on my own.
Alright, so Grimmel's out. I guess... Oh, did I miss Foxglove in there? I guess... Oh, whoops, my thing was out of order. Well, Foxglove, go ahead.
Alright.
I missed you on accident, sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. Alright. How far away am I from this dude?
He is currently on the far side of the room, so let's say 40 feet.
Dane. I can't reach that.
Could I possibly go my 30-foot speed and then throw my dagger into his chest?
Oh, absolutely.
Alright, I'm gonna do that then.
Okay.
Is it still the normal to hit roll?
Yes.
Alright. I was wondering if there's gonna be any bonuses. 17 to hit?
Oh, that hits.
Alright. It's just my dagger, so it's not that much damage. 3.
Okay. Yeah, you dab into it, and it pokes in, and it's just like, ah! So, good hit. I guess, Barry, it's your turn.
Alright. Let's see. One second. Me gonna have to heal myself.
You might want to do something else, given the your
say situation. What?
Oh, you can, but as I say, you might want to do something else given the situation.
Other than healing myself?
Yes. I mean, you can. Go for it. That's right, you've got your cleric thing.
I do. I mean, I'm down to 4 hit points, so if he hits me again, then I'm gone, so...
Fair.
And how far away from me is he? 40 feet?
Yes.
And I've already wasted my javelin throw, so I really have no other play.
Oh, okay. Well, you can move and heal.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess that's what I'll do.
Alright. You go walking over towards him as you're chanting and healing yourself.
Yeah. Hold on a sec. Good God! It was not a nat 1, so it was a 4, so thank God that worked. But, oh my lord, all of a sudden I am rolling bad. I believe Cure Wounds is 2, is going to be like 2d8. Yeah. So, 2d8, cost my spell casting modifier. Oh, you got it. Oh. Okay, guess what I rolled? 2d8, guess what I rolled?
2 ones.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, so that is, I managed to give myself a whole 9 hit points.
You've got a massive headache. So that's why it's not working like you'd expect.
Yeah. Okay, alright. Okie dokie, I think that's my turn.
Alright, well, just to fix this and go back where it was, I'm gonna have Foxglove go again.
Alright. Well, now I can go up and stab him with my rapier this time around and not toss my dagger at him. So I'm gonna do that. Stab him in the chest with a bigger knife.
Okay.
Because I'm extra like that. And I don't know. Seems like a pretty good idea to me.
Alright.
Ah! Almost lost the dice. 19 to hit.
Oh, that hits.
Alright. 9 damage.
Nice. Yeah, you stab him right in there, and he again pulls like, ah.
I'm so good at stabbing and also insulting people.
He comes forward, feeling cornered at you, and, oh my god, that was a high roll. Jeez, it was a 26 to hit. So, you stab your rapier into him, and he just grabs it and pulls it forward deeper into his belly, and then you see what you thought was a mustache whip around as you realize that they are tentacles that wrap around your head, and he pulls you in, grappling you to his chest.
Dang, dude. I know your wife left you for Brad, but this is too much, you know? Like, consent. Consent first, buddy. Come on. This is another reason why she left you, dude.
You take 14 psychic damage from this encounter.
Dang. Down to 12.
All right.
Not enough to stop me from, you know, insulting the heck out of him, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally. Let's see, Grimmel's down. So, Barry, it's to you.
All right.
Oh, should I make a death saving throw?
Oh, yeah, Grimmel, please, do your death save. I'm sorry, I totally forgot about you.
I just have to roll a d20, right?
Yeah.
7.
You're dying. You're not dead yet, but you're dying.
Well, this is going great.
Yeah, fantastic. Alright, me within striking distance now, though, right?
Yes, you are.
Alright, me aim mighty blow at back of this dude with sword.
Alright,
While he is hugging Foxglove.
We'll call it a hug, more like sexual harassment.
I think by this point it's become assault, not just harassment.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Me roll well that time. That is 25 to hit.
Oh yeah, that hits. Jeez.
Yeah, well, me rather upset. I rolled 2 3s. Okay. So that is 7 damage.
Okay.
Alright, but me roll it, give me attack again. And that is 20 to hit.
Oh yeah, that hits.
Alright. Me try again. Hopefully me roll better this time. Nope. Okay, that's better. That is 11 slashing damage.
Okay, 11. Nice. That was a good hit. Alright, let's see. Where are we at? Alright, so Foxglove had failed the check. So you're actually stunned right now. Which means that I have to do something. Grimmel's already down. Barry's right there. Barry just did two big hits. I feel like... given the threat that Barry is posing, he's going to cast Foxglove to the side, sending her to the ground in the stunned state, and make an attempt to attack you. And fail miserably with a 15 to hit.
Oh, thank God.
Take that, you loser.
Alright, but it tried. It tries. It goes for that 15 to hit and fails. And realizing what it has done, it turns and tries to move away across the room, giving Barry, not only is it your turn, but your opportunity attack.
Alright. Me swing at its retreating back. Me miss. That's only a 10 to hit.
Okay. But it is your turn, so you can take your regular action now and swing again.
Okay. Me swing again.
In pursuit, that is.
In pursuit. Oh my goodness, me just not doing well.
That does 14 to hit.
That does not hit.
I'm not surprised. Okay, but that is only first attack. Me can roll second attack, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. That's 12 to hit.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't hit either.
No. Just
to be fair, it is running away from you.
Yeah.
And at this point, Foxglove, because you have been thrown to the ground, you are no longer stunned. You awaken, able to push yourself back up if you wish.
Yep, I will.
All right, so you had half movement, and they are far enough away from you, you can't quite get to them. Let's say the two of them in pursuit. The creature was running and Barry following, and they made it about 20 feet.
Maybe you can sell it, save Grimmel.
Yeah.
All right. That might be nice.
Too far to get to Grimmel.
No.
All right. Well, I'll make my way towards Grimmel.
What about your vicious mockery or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I could vicious mockery him. Alrighty. Whoa, dude. Like, seriously? Now you're just getting real desperate. Like, how low have you fallen? You know what? I bet Brad is a wonderful guy. Way better than you. Margaret definitely deserves him more than you. Because, geez, man. Get your life together. No wonder she left you, bro. Oh my god.
Alright. 26 to hit.
Well, it hits, and I only rolled a 2 to resist on the wisdom save, so you did some damage.
6 damage.
Apparently, Brad's just a really sore subject.
And it's so sore of a subject, he falls to his knees. And he's just like, ah! And then the knees become a fall forward, and the breath begins to leave his body.
Jeez.
Do I catch up to him, though?
You do.
Alright, well. Me hammer repeated blows at back of his head. Me in a berserk fury at the moment.
Alright, you are successful at doing that, and as just a fun extra thing, Foxglove, I need you to roll me a 1d100.
53.
Let me make sure to read this. Nothing happens. You're good.
All right.
Nothing to worry about.
What a relief.
Well, it would have been something good, actually, for Foxglove.
Yeah.
All right, Will. After me pound things head into mush, me make way towards Grimmel.
All right, as you make your way there, let's just for fun. Hey, Grimmel, roll me a death save.
Cool. 17.
Yeah, it's a good. That's success. So you got one success, one failure. You're hanging on by a thread.
I'll take it.
All right. Oxbud, you going to cast Cure Wounds on Grimmel?
I mean, you're already here. You might as well do it. I don't know. I killed the guy. You know, I get a break.
All right. Well, I guess me try to save Grimmel. All right, good thing we have good spell casting. 17 to cast on Grimmel. And I will use a second level spell slot again on him. Okay, hopefully I roll good. Me going to have to construct dice jail for me dice. me heal Grimmel for 10.
It's enough.
All right.
So I imagine I groggily get up. My family are idiots. Who in their right mind would choose to be a warlock? This is stupid.
Let's see here. I guess me going to try to investigate room, and then me suggesting take short rest.
All right. Well, you can do both of those things. Go ahead and roll your investigation first.
Oh, me actually rolled good for investigation for once. Yeah. Me get 15, which is about as good as me can do.
Okay. You investigate around. You're noticing all of the lines going to the center. And you notice that they're, like, kind of widespread, like larger stones on the outside, and they get narrower as you go to the middle. And as you stand in the center, looking at where this confluence of points, you hear whispers, but they're unintelligible.
Me gesture at Fox Club. Hey, Fox Club, come over here. See if you can listen to this.
I knew I have to listen to it.
Well, you bard, you have trained ear.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Stupid college education putting me in debt. Make me qualify things.
Oh yeah, how dare it.
Yes, how dare it, because now I have to do this.
You also got gold effigy, so me think you well paid. Come over here. See if you can listen.
Alright, fine.
So you does she do have gold hear effigy as well?
Yeah. Let's have that done. Go ahead and roll.
16.
Okay. Let me notice this really. Sorry, let me read one thing real quick. All right. So you hear a variety of whispers. You hear, like, it's almost like a confluent, a congress of souls all speaking to you. They're made clear, filtered through your mask into you, and you understand that they are able to tell you what various things are, like secrets of the universe, you know, basically, like, if you ask a question, they can you know, answer as long as it's not a something requiring a divine conduit, or they could identify earthly objects, things like that.
This seems very beneficial.
You also get the feeling that they are doing this because they are afraid of you.
Also beneficial. This mask is nothing but benefits. I don't know why Barry doesn't like it. I know you give me the whole, oh, it's evil crap. Half of our team is evil. Like, come on.
Well, really, only one. So I think you'd be edging closer.
If having money is wrong, then I don't want to be right. Anyways. Now the question is, do I inform Barry of this, or do I keep... Nah, I'll inform him. Alright. I'll tell him. Hey, I hear voices. They tell me stuff.
Yeah.
where Blessed Weapon of Freya is?
I'll ask him. Alrighty, I asked them.
They basically say it is here within the mountain, many passages to the south.
All right, it's here within the mountain, many passages to the south. I don't know, that's what they said.
Okay, yeah, me on right track then. All right, let us rest, try to recover some hit points. Heal our wounds to a certain extent.
Okay, sounds good to me. Is that it? That's all you're going to ask? Since, you know, you're standing there, Fox Club?
I'll ask more questions for myself. All right. Am I ever going to get rich one day?
You already have great wealth. And infinite wealth lies far beyond what even you can imagine at this moment, once you are seated in your kingdom.
Do I have that answer? Alright.
That answer was stupid.
That answer was amazing, and you will not diss the magic voices that talk in my head, thank you.
Can I diss you?
No, you can't do that either.
Gonna.
Well, then no more free boat rides for you, because I'm a captain now, remember? I own our passage.
All right. Calm down, you two. Let's just go to separate corners and rest and try to tend to our wounds.
Yeah. Or I can still keep talking to the voices. They are very helpful. Very nice voices.
Come, Grimmel. Yes. Let us leave Foxglove to... her voices.
Please.
You hear one of the voices in the back, and after your, you know, in an additional answer to your question, you hear this little whisper, "The count of coins is more reliable than any roster of mortal hearts or immortal souls."
That's fun. I like you. You're a Philip. I like that voice. That's my favorite voice. No, they should. They say never pick favorites. That one's my favorite. That voice might just keep me sane through all this insanity that might be going through my brain. So I like that voice. That is my favorite. Alrighty, I'll ask them. Okay, are you only present here? Or, like, can I talk to you whenever?
We are at the confluence of paths. This room represents the confluence and is a way for... certain beings to speak with us.
Alright then. I like you voices. Do you guys respond to like compliments or just questions?
We may only respond to questions.
Well, that's sad. Don't you guys ever wish you could have like a conversation without just answering questions?
We have no wishes. We simply are.
But don't you ever wish you could have wishes?
We do not understand such a thing.
That's a sad existence. I feel bad for you, voices.
It is our penance. It is what we are cursed to do for eternity.
That is also, again, very sad. These voices are kind of bumming me out now, not gonna lie.
Well, you're stuck with them.
Nah, I'm not stuck with them. They're only in this cavern.
May we answer more questions for you?
I mean, do you guys have any questions?
No, me trying to sleep.
I would like to not be bleeding out my butt right now.
How are Grandma's family members doing? How are they doing?
Why do you care? I don't even care.
I'm just wondering if they miss you. If I were them, I wouldn't, but I'm just wondering.
Grimmel's mother suffers greatly for his loss. She pleads daily that he return home.
Hey, Grimmel, your mom misses you.
Ha! Serves that crazy bitch right. Yeah, that's a nice evil right there. She always loved me a lot, but...
Yes, screw her. Grimmel's father thinks of him as being aloof and a fool.
Your dad still thinks you're an idiot.
Tracks. He's the one who has to pay for all the tutoring lessons.
I take it you were a horrible student.
Well, yes, I've proven this many times over. Do you not pay attention?
I do, which is why I know it. This is a fun little learning experience.
Alright, so, how many hit points can we regenerate after a short rest?
You can just roll a few hit dice and see where you end up.
How many?
I don't know. Well, so normally for me, hit dice for me is 1d10. Do you want me to roll just one, or you want me to roll two? How many should we roll?
No, Ed, you are the one that decides how many you roll. You only have as many hit dice as the levels you are. So you could technically roll, what, up to six of them?
But seven. We're level seven.
Seven? Yeah, you could roll seven of them if you wanted.
Okay. All right. Well, I will see.
While this is going on, Grimmel Bruce is kind of tapping you on the head.
Yeah, Bruce, what's up?
Is your friend over there talking to the conduit?
I don't know, is she?
Well, she's been talking to someone and seems to know things about your family.
What does it matter if she is?
Well, if they have insight, we're carrying a bunch of stuff.
You're right, alright. Hey, Foxbug. Huh. You can ask them what this music box is about, and I'll pull out the one that has the you know.
I don't know.
Or the shepherd locket. The locket.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I don't know. You gonna pay me for my answer?
It's a life or death situation. Just...
Fine. Alright, voices. What do you know about this locket?
You hold it up, I take it?
Yeah.
Oh. The locket of the young shepherd serenading his flock. There is something unmistakably tragic about him, isn't there? As if he is aware that his youth and happiness is destined to end. But there is benefit. The wearer of the locket will appear young and beautiful, and be able to sing wonderfully, sweet as a bird. It gives a bonus to performance checks to all who sing, as well as an increase to charisma. However, it does come with a dark secret. If you wear it for a year, during which time it could be removed, but the wearer will slowly become crippled with an incurable palsy. They will eventually lose their stat bonuses and gain disadvantage on strength and dexterity checks. They will shake constantly with disease and be overwhelmed with sadness at the loss of their youth and happiness so quickly.
Alright, I'll relay that word for word to Grimmel.
Oh, gross. I don't want this anymore, then. It literally has no purpose for me. Unless you want it, Foxglove, then you could pay me.
No. No? Only a year of beauty? Are you kidding me? And then all of it gets stripped away.
True.
Also, with this mask on, who would even see my beauty?
I don't know, maybe it'll help it cancel out so you're not as hideous anymore.
Yeah, that's basically what it does.
Not made much of a difference.
People still give me plenty of money, so I don't really care.
Alright, I chucked the locket aside.
Okay. Alright, it is gone.
Well.
Me also have something, right? Me have...
You have three things. You have a watch, a pearl, and a rod.
Oh, yes. Watch, pearl. Hey, Foxglove, what do these things do?
What do these things do?
Well, you can only do one at a time, so what are you holding up?
Me hold up watch.
What does the watch do?
Okay. The pocket watch of death. It makes the wearer appear, well, quite dead. The degree of decay may be controlled by the dial on it. Conveniently, it does also tell the time.
That hey, look at that! Multi-use!
Yeah.
This is what we get for picking up random things.
It's a berry.
Ugh, yeah. I'm not sure how this is useful. Alright. Well... What does rod do?
Oh, the rod. Basically, it is immovable. Just push the button and it stays where you place it.
I will relay that onto Barry.
Well, that could be useful, especially in event of... You know, Grimmel causing another cave-in or something. You can help prop something up. What about Pearl?
What does the Pearl do?
Ah. The Pearl of Magic. It channels energy from the world, from the ether into the user, enhancing any magic user who casts a cantrip.
Oh, this not too useful for me because me get energy from Freya. However, Grimmel, do you want Pearl?
Yes.
All right. Here.
It's shiny, right?
Yes, very.
And yes, I want it.
I will give you Pearl.
Yeah.
You guys are no fun. These questions are so boring. Hey, magic voices. Has Barry ever gone late or is he all just talk?
Your companion is all talk. No one is interested in the orc.
That is not true. remember halfling priestesses of Freya. Oh,
yes, All right, the voices say, just kidding. Yes, we were trying to save you from the pain of that knowledge.
What about the piggy bank from ages ago?
Oh, the piggy bank.
Our DM got a sense of nostalgia.
the piggy bank. A small clay pig with a coin slot. The simple penny will cause it to make an oinking sound, but a silver shilling will transform it into a normal pig for an hour. However, a gold piece will cause it to transform into a vicious giant boar for that amount of time. But I warn you, if it dies in pig form, it can never come back.
Wow. This is absolutely worthless.
What do you mean? I want to have a pig pet.
You want to have a pig pet? All right. Yeah. Here.
We're keeping it.
All right, take it. Piggy bank is yours now.
Cool. Write it down.
All right, well.
A cute pig companion will make me more money when I'm sinning.
What about the... I picked up a bone medallion in one of, like, the treasure-type rooms. Does that do anything?
It's just a bone medallion.
Okay, cool.
Now, while me was resting, me decided to lay hands on myself, so...
There are children present.
No, there weren't. It was for healing.
You know, it's people like you in this world that make me sick.
A lot of things make you sick. Apparently wood doors make you sick.
They don't make me sick. They make me irrationally irritated. There's a very big difference.
Nice. And just because we're doing all this, Foxglove, don't forget you do have a special coin on your person.
Ah. Yeah, that's right.
Gonna ask about it?
Sure, I'll ask what the coin does.
I suspect this coin will lead to more money.
What does the special coin do?
The coin is just a portable hole. Just the diameter of the coin, but allows it goes straight through whatever you place it on, 10 feet.
That is also kind of worthless, but you know. Maybe it might be useful someday. I don't know.
All right, well, after a short rest, me decide we should move on. We must find Weapon of Freya.
All right. Well, the room you're in has, the door you came in and one on the east wall that is kind of in the northeast corner.
Me decided to go back where we came. Me want to investigate south door in other room.
Right on. All right, you go back out that passageway, and you come to that door. Let's see. 39. All right, this is, your typical strong-looking wooden door.
Me try to open it.
All right, it swings open. And beyond, you see your reflection. There is a polished crystal across the hallway from the door, and you see a passageway that goes to the west.
All right. Me pick up pebble and toss it in direction of crystal.
All right. It hits the face and bounces off.
Okay. All right. Me sidle past it and go down passage.
Okay. What about the others? You as you approach. First, let's see. Well, who's going? What's the marching order?
Got Barry first. I'll follow right after Barry,
and all I'll right. take up the lead.
Next person down. You catch your reflection, examining yourself in the mirror.
All right.
It makes you feel, you know, surprisingly good. You look a little better than you think you would.
Nice to know.
All right. You can move on if you want.
All right, yeah, I'll move on.
Okay, and then at the end, it catches your eye, and you look even way better than you think you would. It's like each person that comes by is looking better and better. And you find it hard to break away from looking at yourself.
Nice. I am smoking hot.
Ugh. You call back. Hey! Which is holding you guys up back there?
I'm looking hot.
Well, I would expect so, being an elf. But come along. There is Freya's work to be done.
I don't care about Freya. Biz like that, I'm not going.
Wow. Glad to see that now you finally decide, oh no, maybe I don't want to do this.
No, it's because he's phrasing it as if I'm doing it for Freya. I ain't doing it for no Freya.
Well, okay, let me phrase it differently. There is no money in that crystal.
What do you mean it's a crystal? It's full. It's literally money in a rock.
Maybe not. Not all crystals worth money.
Yes, they are all worth money. Not a lot of money sometimes, but they're all worth money.
Well, if you can put it in backpack, then take it along. Meanwhile, me go down passage.
Right. This is a winding passage that leads you to the west, then south, and west, and south as you zigzag through. And eventually, it takes you through a archway into a room that is about 30 feet east-west and 70 feet north-south. And the entire room is covered in absolutely fine, ornate mosaics of legendary monsters. You know, creatures of myth and legend. And as you gaze around the room, you see there's a simple wooden door out to the east, on the east wall, about the middle of the east wall, and one to the west, on the south extreme of the west wall. And strangely, there's a rusted gauntlet lying on the north side of the room.
Okay.
This can only be good things.
Go pick up rusted gauntlet.
You pick up the gauntlet.
All right. Me go down to door in south of room.
Okay. As you walk down the room, you notice that the mosaics, the stones, appear to be moving, twisting and swirling like a animated Van Gogh.
Oh, great. Me not like that much.
Really? I thought I like his work.
Well, yes, we like... Well, okay, never mind. Me not know who Van Gogh is.
What do you mean you don't know who Van Gogh is?
Me paladin.
Oh, you mean Barry.
Yes, me not have classic education.
Fair. All right. Well, yes, you notice that swirling, and as you walk down, it's like as you walk almost diagonally and getting closer to the wall, the movement seems almost more intense as you approach the door.
Great. All right. Me approach door, and then me throw gauntlet at door handle.
Okay. You toss the gauntlet at the door handle, it hits and then falls to the ground.
Okay.
How climactic.
Well, you know, me not wanting to get shocked again, so. Alright, me try to open door.
Alright. As you reach your hand out, you notice the movement and the swirling. The tiles poke almost like they become three-dimensional, and you push the door open. And as it swings open, they lay flat, revealing the next room over, which is similar mosaics that have been ripped to shreds and destroyed.
Weird.
Well, not that weird. Somebody just doesn't appreciate art.
And maybe mosaics attacked them and they had to destroy mosaics.
Barry, it's a mosaic.
You saw it swirling and becoming, you know, more real as I walked along. Who knows what would have happened if we had lingered in that room?
Hmm.
You have a point, but maybe it's just an art hater. You never know.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Me go into the next room.
As you move into this room, you notice there is a wooden portcullis in the northwest corner heading north. There is also some broken down wooden doors, one in the center of the room heading north and one on the south wall in the southeast corner.
Me head towards southeast corner.
Okay. Yeah, you find it to be almost off its hinges, like something happened in this room that damaged everything in here.
Yes. All very interesting signs.
I'm not worried.
Alright, let me go through doorway.
Alright, you go through the door, which leads to a passage that opens up into a kind of a long, skinny room. You enter from the northeast corner, and as you look down, you notice a single iron chest standing in the middle, looking somewhat polished, whereas everything else seems damaged and partially, like even the ceiling seems partially collapsed. There is a archway on the east side, down near the south corner of the room, and a severely damaged door, barely on its hinges, in the southeast corner of the room.
Okay. Me not like look up. Well, me look at chest suspiciously. Me open divine sense to see if me can sense if it is evil or not.
It's a chest. It's just, it's a chest. It's not evil.
Okay. All right.
forged in the bowels of hell by the iniquitous and the vile, this chest of evil.
There are some creatures that look like chests.
Yeah, I think he's checking for mimics.
Yeah.
I know. I just...
Okay. All right, me try to open.
You hurt the poor chest's feelings.
All right.
I really assume it's evil.
Have you seen what has happened to us in this dungeon so far?
You've got a point.
No, I'm blind. Yes, I've seen what happened.
Anyway, me try to open chest.
Okay, you grab the latch on the front and you go to open it, and just as you lift it up, spikes shoot through your hand, causing 8 piercing damage, and you feel it throb with an additional 7 poison damage, and the poison works its way up into your arm as you are twitching in pain.
Jesus.
Well, it wasn't evil, knowingly.
Okay, me cast protection from poison on meself.
Nice.
All right, make sure me don't fail. me lucky. Alright, me not fail. So me cast protection from poison. Alright, what is in chest?
Well, you didn't open it, you just grabbed it and damaged yourself.
Great.
Another time around, Barry, come on!
Alright, well, me hit chest with sword.
Oh, there you go. Alright. He's gonna bash it open.
Me gonna like bash this. It open.
Alright, you give it a mighty hit. Just roll me a... Oh god, what would this be? Let's do a 1d20. right. And just tell me what you get. I want to see how your luck holds up on this.
Two.
Two?
Yes, two.
All right, you bash it real hard, and you don't knock it open.
Of course not. Well, me really mad now. Me haul back and swing again.
All right. Give it a hard one.
Me get nat 20 that time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just, like, blast it open at this point. I mean, geez.
Me really upset.
I can tell. Anyway, yeah, you blast it open, and you find inside there is a bunch of treasure. And let's see, there is a handful of copper pieces, a few dozen silver pieces, a few dozen gold pieces, but more importantly, there appears to be a... Okay, how to describe this? It's a bloodstone salt cellar engraved with a labyrinth. So like a old style clay holder for salt, you know, to keep it dry so it wouldn't clump.
Uh-huh.
And it is engraved with a labyrinth on it.
Yeah. Does labyrinth look a little bit like map that has been drawn?
It does, but it looks like a different section, if you will.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
All right. Look, we've got something for all of our stupid efforts. I never thought it would happen. Legitimately, I never thought it would happen. I thought this is a shock. There's actually something of substance here.
That's weird. That looked very, very strange.
Well, nothing ever not looks weird anymore.
Fair.
Okay. Well, good to know. So me going to head over to door in east of room.
Okay. That is not a door, that is just a passageway archway that heads out into a hall.
Okay.
All right. So the hallway runs north-south as you look to the south, you see the statue of what looks like an elemental salamander. And it's open to the north with an ability to go to the east about 10 feet to the north, or it looks like you can keep going north and then it turns east at the end of the hall.
Me going to keep going north.
Okay. You go all the way north, and you turn to the east, finding... You find a short little passage, and then a mosaic of, like, ghoulish carnage.
Oh.
Once again... Only positive feelings I'm getting from this. Why is everything out to kill us in this place?
It is a dungeon.
So? Why can't there be happy dungeons?
Then they wouldn't be dungeons. But don't fret, little Alkin.
I'm not fretting. Fretting is not something I do.
In a noble quest.
Uh-huh. I wonder how noble it'll be when we all end with our innards and our eyeballs.
Entrails will become extrails.
It defeat but to scratch. We shall forge on.
It's just a flesh wound after all.
I can't believe I'm dying this way.
You are not dead yet, little applicant.
I've come close!
Oh,
as have
because I actually tried to do some damage, and the next thing I know, I'm ground.
You did damage to us, so, you know.
Yep, serves you guys right.
Anyway, ghoulish carnage, huh? So it just pictures in stone of ghoulish carnage?
Yes, and you notice there's, like, blood splatter spots, like a central point, and then where it splattered from there. Like, you know, someone, like, there was a blast point.
Yep. Not good. All right. Me continue on into room.
You're faced with a wall. You went up, you turned right, and there is a wall. It's a mosaic of ghoulish carnage.
Oh. Okay. Me tap on wall to see if it is hollow.
It is hollow.
Me try to... We can't believe me saying this. Me try to investigate.
All right.
Me roll 9.
Look around, and you just see what I described. There's like splatter spots, and that's like the highlights of, you know, people being ripped apart.
Yeah. Hey, companions. Me thinks there is something behind this wall, but me cannot find a way to open it. Can you guys do it?
I mean, sure. Haha, a 4 on investigation.
So, no.
I have a better idea, though. I use Zeratan's blessing to turn into rock. But that also makes all my, Eldritch Blast is usually force.
Oh, yeah, it bumps it up.
What?
It, like, bumps it up.
He's saying, does it bump it up?
No, it changes force damage to bludgeoning damage. Which I guess doesn't really matter too much, but... So, I'm just gonna cast Eldritch Blast at the wall.
Okay. You blast it at the wall. Just roll me... I don't know, just give me a 1d20 real quick.
The spell attack bonus is 14.
Okay, yeah, you hit it, and you blow the wall wide open, and you open up to a chamber that is... Oh, nice. It's about 50 feet east-west, 30 feet north-south. There is an archway heading south out of the middle of the south wall. And there is a wooden portcullis in the northeast corner, heading east. But this room itself has an iron chandelier hanging from the ceiling and a pair of boots sitting under it.
Ugh. That is very strange. And, makes me a little bit concerned.
I feel like everything in this place should make you concerned. We've almost died like 5 times.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm concerned. An empty pair of boots does not fill me with confidence.
Well, at least you're smart enough for that.
Me rubble and me roll it, you know, by boots underneath iron chandelier.
All right. You pick up a chunk of rock, and he rolled it under there.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. As you roll it under there, you see the chandelier flash open wide for a minute, drop, and then zip back up.
It's trapped.
You think?
Yes. Yeah, we do.
How do we get around this?
Yeah, it doesn't take up whole room. We just edge around it.
Well, true.
So, chandelier is in middle of room, right?
Yes, it is. In dead center.
Okay, well, me stick to north wall and work me way east.
All right, you work your way east to the portcullis?
Yes.
All right. As you look through, you can see what looks like a stack of corpses. Some in armor, some not. Likely fellow adventurers that made it here or somewhere and were placed here, but made it no further. There are also some various bits of armor and leather scattered around the room. As you look inside and you notice that some of them also appear to have been torn apart limb from limb.
Well, that looks tasty.
Not great. Alright, me look for a way to raise portcullis.
Alright. Do you want to investigate that?
Yeah, me can try. Nine.
You do not find anything.
Alright, well, then, Grimmel, you did good job finding a way to open portcullis last time. You want to try to investigate this time, too?
I guess. Aha! Six.
You do not find anything either.
Well,
Foxglove?
I'm still rock. Can I just run into it as fast as I can to try and bash it open?
Yes.
I got a dirty 20 for investigation.
Can I do my thing first?
Fine. You're gonna waste my dirty 20.
Well, I actually like this combination of things going on. So really quick, actually, Grimmel, just roll me a 1d20.
Six.
All right, so Grimmel goes running at it and hits it. It, like, kind of crunches inward, and then he falls backwards right as Foxglove just shakes her head and, like, grabs the handle and causes it to open.
Perfect.
And as the gate rises, we fade to black and end the episode.
Okay.
Cool. I had a mixed performance today. A couple nat 20s, but then also I completely failed other parts, so yeah, you know.
We all did. It's we have high highs and low lows.
Yes, but it all worked out in the end.
Barely.
Sort of. We have still not found Thing of Freya.
Well, no, sounds like we need to go south.
You guys made it closer today than all of last session if we would have doubled it.
Yeah,
like, that's good.
Last session, you barely made it through any of the dungeon. You made it through, like, what, four rooms? And then this time you blew through and got, like, way farther down.
Yeah, me following map. I was actually hoping that this was going to be the room. But...
You'll find something, but you'll find out next time. This has been an Azentuary LLC production. Find us online at azentuary.com for character bios, merchandise, Patreon, and more. Thank you for listening.